So great to be learning together, Sharei Oraz, Tshuva of the Week. Now here's a very interesting dilemma that one of the members of the Kehila presented to me. He's friends with someone who is traditional, not Shomer Shabbat, but he's someone that's traditional Masorati. So unfortunately he's not Shomer Shabbat, hopefully yet, you know, Bezrat Hashem will get there. But he's very makpid to wear tefillin, to put on tefillin every day, doesn't miss a day. So this person is going to be going on a trip. So the question is, should he take the tefillin with him? So there's a whole debate whether tefillin are muktzeh or they're not muktzeh. So we could say bottom line is we try not to touch tefillin and Shabbat mikaradin. The bottom line is we hold that tefillin are not muktzeh. So that's not really the issue. If he's going to put it to the car and put it in the trunk, it's not going to add to any malacha, so that's not a problem. The problem is when he gets out of when he reaches his destination, if he's going to take the tefillin with him and bring it to the hotel or wherever he's going to be staying, then he's going to be carrying, presumably he's in a place where there's no eruv. So, is you telling him to, he's going to violate Shabbat in terms of carrying, but otherwise he's not going to wear a tefillin. So offhand, you would say it's better off to take the tefillin, because at least this way he won't be violating any sur from the Torah. Not wearing tefillin is a big thing. It's any from the Torah. The Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud Chet describes someone who doesn't wear tefillin every day. Poshe Yisrael Begufan is very serious. It's somehow he's sinning with his body. He's like Karkafta Lamanach Tefillin. The head that did not put on Tefillin is excluded from Olam Haba. It's very, very serious. You know, a man should never, never, never miss a day of Tefillin. So you have Tiltul been carrying on Shabbat. Well, the Hotza'ah, that is a problem. Most likely it's going to be in a place where you don't have 600,000 people. And it's in our cities generally, at least according to the Chazon Ish, or Avadja follows as well, it is only considered to be a Nisur Drabanan. So you have a Doraita versus a Drabanan. So Lich Orai should wear he should take the Tefillin. Now the only thing is that when a religious Jew responds to this, they have to be absolutely clear they're not creating a Chilul Hashem, that he's not, shouldn't create, God forbid, the impression that that they're giving sanction, giving permission to his Chilul Shabbat, to say we don't approve of the Chilul Shabbat. But we just say, you know, in a bad situation, we'll choose the bad, the less worse option in a bad situation. Now, probably the best thing, the smartest thing would be for him to leave the tefillin in the trunk and not take it out. Shouldn't violate Shabbat with the tefillin. So that's for sure. Less carrying, no less chilul Shabbat this person's going to do, the better. That's undoubtedly true. The only thing is just that that's very good for this kind of weather. It's moderate weather, but to leave tefillin in the trunk of a car, if it's cold, it's hot, that's going to ruin the tefillin. So just, we have a din of shmirah on tefillin. It's very, very important. We know the Gemara in Sukkah says a katan yodeh lishmor tefillin, then he wears tefillin. When a katan's of an age where he can guard the tefillin, that's where he wears tefillin. It's not just to put on the tefillin. By lulav, he says, you know, yeh lananeh, he knows how to wave it, fine, then he waves it the lulav. Yodeh litateh b'tzitzit, he can put on the tzitzit, he puts on the tzitzit. Here it's not just he knows how to put on the tefillin, he knows how to guard it, lishmor. In Eretz Yisrael, the old minhag, time of the Gemara, it was that when they took off tefillin, they make a bracha. What's the bracha? Lishmor chukav. That's from Parashat Kadesh Liv, Shamarta chukaz of miyamim yamim. I'm referring to tefillin. Shamarta, lishmor, shmirah is a big aspect of the mitzvah of tefillin. So, therefore, a person has to be very, very careful about the tefillin. So, the bottom line is that to protect the tefillin, better to protect the tefillin in this bad situation even involves a chilul Shabbat min Rabbanan, because the Doraita versus the Rabbanan. And it's better if you can, since this particular week was moderate weather, better leave the tefillin in the car and not have chilul Shabbat. But Be'ezrat Hashem, we should have a situation where a person is going to be fully observing Shabbat and all the mitzvot in the Torah. We should never have to deal with such questions. Wishing everybody a great day, a great week, with much bracha and briyut.